My name is Meg O'Connor, and I'll be sharing an overview of the poster titled Using a Multiple Case Study Design to Explore the Experiences of Caregivers of Children with Rare Disease, Lessons Learned from a Study in Leukocyte Adhesion Deficiency Type 1, or LAD1. This poster was presented at the 2025 ISOQOL conference. Although rare diseases affect approximately 400 million people globally, the small populations within each disease require researchers to use innovative methods to generate evidence. LAD1 is a rare disease, an inborn error of immunity that presents during infancy. Severe LAD1 is even less common, but even more intense. Little is known about severe LAD1 from the patient or caregiver perspective, which is what the study sponsor was very interested in. But because severe LAD1 is so rare, finding participants is a huge challenge, so we had to be creative with our study approach. Enter the multiple case study. Case studies are a great way to go in-depth on a phenomenon, and multiple case studies allow you to go both in-depth on a case and then compare across cases. So we recruited parents from 5 families with children with severe LAD1 to participate in our study. We used purposive sampling, leveraging existing relationships between the sponsor and some of these families. We used concept elicitation interviews and photo elicitation to gather caregiver descriptions of life with severe LAD1 both before and after treatment. Photo elicitation is a method where you use images to help spark discussion. In this case, as you can see in Figure 1, some examples of the photos that we used, they're just generic images that get people thinking. In terms of analysis, we use 3 different methods: coding and thematic analysis, discussion, and memoing. The results were ultimately organized into 3 burdens: illness, caregiving, and treatment. So the results here on this poster, because this is very methods focused, it's not as heavy on the results. More so, it's interesting to look at what the case study approach let us do. And so using the case study approach allowed us to see where the family's experiences converged and diverged. And you can see table 1 in the top right corner and figure 3, the figure in the middle right, are great examples of this. Table 1 shows the different experiences across the 5 sets of parents. How everyone had a desire for more disease-specific information. They all experienced social isolation, worry, and had to rearrange their lives around LAD1. But a smaller group also experienced financial impacts or long, complex journeys to diagnosis. Figure 3 shows how treatment journeys were different for each of the children. It shows how, though they all started out the same, using antimicrobials like antifungals and antibiotics, their final destination changed once they had potentially definitive treatment like gene therapy or stem cell transfer, or did not. So ultimately, the multiple case study design, in which a small sample is intentional, allowed the study team to delve deeply into the specific experiences of each case family. Purposive sampling leveraged the study sponsor's existing network of families with severe LAD1, which really facilitated recruitment. Using photo elicitation, in addition to verbal probing, gave participants an alternative way to think about and describe their experiences. And then multiple analysis methods and regular analytic discussions helped the team to identify and explore shared and unique experiences among the cases. In terms of feedback from conference attendees, a few people asked if photo elicitation was a new method. And it's not new in qualitative research broadly, but it isn't something we usually apply in the HRQOL space. So I think people were pretty excited about it as a new way to approach an old task, you know, a new way to think about concept elicitation and about engaging with study participants. In terms of connections to broader trends, there are bigger conversations going on in the world of rare disease about how traditional methods of data collection just aren't a good fit in conditions where populations are so small and lived experience can be really heterogeneous. Regulators recognize that in these conditions, RCTs just aren't feasible. So they're open to new alternative ways of collecting data and understanding patient experience. This study demonstrates how to use well-established methods like the case study approach while also being creative in order to explore deeply a rare disease. If you have any questions about the poster or about the study broadly, please reach out to me at any time. Thanks.